Now we're going to talk about cytokines and their importance in the inflammatory process. Cytokines are low molecular weight proteins and are produced by cells and are often not stored. So we're going to go through the most important ones, and these are the ones that you should really know. First are a series of chemicals called interleukins, and the first one is interleukin 1, and it comes from macrophages. And it's particularly important. It's a pro-inflammatory cytokine, and it will stimulate T cells and other macrophages and plays a role in fever. Then we've got interleukin 6. This comes from macrophages and helper T cells, and it induces proliferation of antibody-producing cells. And then we've got interleukin 8, which is produced by macrophages and endothelial cells, and its main role is a chemotaxin. It attracts neutrophils and cells like T lymphocytes. Interleukin 10 is interesting as it's an anti-inflammatory chemical produced by helper T cells and macrophages. It inhibits inflammation, suppresses the growth of cells such as lymphocytes and production of pro-inflammatory cytokines by macrophages. So it's inhibiting those things. Then we've got some called interferons. And the two interferons that we're most interested in are interferon alpha and beta. It's really just one to start with. And it comes from macrophages, and its main role in life is to inhibit viral replication. It's an antiviral protein. And it works by works on uninfected cells. If they've already been infected by a virus, it's too late. And then we've got interferon gamma, and this is coming from natural killer cells and T lymphocytes, and it enhances inflammation again. It increases macrophage activity and seems to be particularly important in terms of promoting antigen expression, particularly MHC1 and MHC2 marker proteins. And then another group of cytokines, we are going to look at tissue necrosis factor alpha, which is a very pro-inflammatory chemical. And it's produced by macrophages, mast cells, T cells, and it induces inflammation, fever, kills cells by apoptosis. It causes adhesion molecules to be expressed by epithelial cells and also plays a role in fever. These are only a few of the very many cytokines and indeed chemicals which are produced by the immune system, but they are probably some of the most important ones.